Kof Tes Kislev, 5th day Chanukah, Thursday the 29th of December, Rabbi Aaron Jacobson, Shabbos in hospital.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's begin Chanukah. Okay, the heading of today's session is Shabbos in hospital, and we know the Chashmonaim, one of the things that they tried to stop in Klal Yisrael was Shabbos, was Chodesh and Mila, and therefore it's an appropriate time to be mechazik, the Inyan of Shabbos. One of the places where the Shmir Shabbos is very much challenged is, of course, the hospital. A person has to go to hospital on Shabbos, or finds himself in hospital. So the situation of Shabbos is very much challenged there. And in order to be able to keep Shabbos properly, one has to be very much aware of the halachas. In fact, the impetus to prepare this leaflet, which you have in front of you, and which is available very kindly, but from arranged by Maxi Grossnas, Lina Nishmas's mother, was the idea came about through such a challenge. Person had to go to hospital on Shabbos, suspected situation, and as a result, realized that as much as you know of Hilchas Shabbos, when you're actually sort of put under pressure, you have to really be on the spot and know the Hilchas Shabbos, know what to do in every situation. So even if you're very well versed with the halachas of Shabbos, as the person was, but when it actually came down to it, you know, what should I do here? How should I do it? What should I do? That was not. So therefore, that was the spearhead to produce such a leaflet. And the idea of this leaflet is really to help a person when they find themselves in a situation in Shabbos, in hospital. It's not prepared, it's intended as a shortened version of Hilchas Shabbos. Hilchas Shabbos is very, very broad and encompasses a lot of different situations. This is purely as an emergency guide in order to be able to manage Hilchas Shabbos in a hospital. So let's try and start with that. Of course, when a person goes to visit a chayla on Shabbos, he doesn't say to him Refuah Shleima. He says to him Shabbos hi milizayk or Refuah Kroiva Lavoy, and which means literally it's Shabbos today. One's not allowed to shout out, one's not allowed to daven, and therefore Refuah Kroiva Lavoy. Now, what's the therefore? If we know that everything goes with tefillah, so what's the therefore Refuah Kroiva Lavoy? So the Marsha on the spot in that Gemara in Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph in Shabbos, the Marsha says that a person keeps Shabbos properly, even down to the details. Of course, there we're talking about what you're not allowed to say, you're not allowed to wish daven for somebody Refuah Shleima. That itself is a schus for Refuah Shleima. So therefore, trying to keep Hilchas Shabbos, especially in a hospital situation, is itself a schus to have a Refuah Shleima. So how does one go about generalizing and trying to put Hilchas Shabbos into one A4 piece of paper, a double-sided paper, albeit, but how does one try and do that? So I think we sort of, on discussion, I did this together with Rabbi Romy Adler, break it down to start with into three different categories of chaylim, who they are, because they generally will have three different types of halachas on Shabbos. So let's perhaps start with what are the three types? Let's break them up before, because even if we don't have time to go through all of them inside, outside, I mean, at least you'll have them here inside. But the three levels of people on Shabbos are a chole sheyesh bo sakana, a person who has a life-threatening illness, a chole she'ein bo sakana, somebody who's a chole, which is called a chole she'ein bo sakana, we have to define that carefully. And then the last level, a bari, or something suffering from a miksas choli, something which is only a slight discomfort. Those three levels encompass the three levels of Hilchas Shabbos. Let's start and take a look at the first level, the chole sheyesh bo sakana. Each one has chidushim within them, and we've tried to incorporate these inside these brief notes, but they're every sort of point is trying to be included there. Let's try and show that. So, of course, a chole sheyesh bo sakana, we know It says in the Torah, "V'chai bohem," a person should live by the Torah, and that teaches you that you're meant to be mechal Shabbos in order that a person's life takes precedence over absolutely all hilchas Shabbos, all halachas, except for three cardinal sins. That's not relevant over here. That's hilchas Shabbos, and therefore hilchas Shabbos gets pushed away in order to save a person's life. Chazal say, "Hazoris harizem meshubach." Somebody who is speedy and quick in saving somebody's life, harizem meshubach. V'hashoyel harizem aguna. If somebody goes to ask a rav at the time, "Am I allowed to do something?" He's to be shunned. It's wrong what he's done, because he's meant to get on with it and save somebody's life. The Yerushalmi changes it slightly. It says, "V'hanishal harizem aguna." Somebody who is asked, a rav who is asked about in a Shabbos situation, on Shabbos, he's asked, "What should I do?" That itself is something worth being shunned, that person. Right? And the Rishalmi goes further even, "Vanishal harizeh shoyfech domin." A rav who is asked on Shabbos about this, it's as if he's murdered somebody. Why? Because the Mishnah Berurah explains, the rav should have taught, he should have made it clear that Shabbos is waived for pikuach nefesh. So therefore, that's number one, let's start with that, that's very, very important. And that applies, the Mechaber says in Simen Shin Chof Tes Sif Dalet, that applies even for Chaye Shah. That means if this person is mortally ill and he won't live more than a couple of hours, even a couple of minutes more, you can prolong his life for those few minutes. You're mechuyev to be Mechal Shabbos. Now, it doesn't make a difference whether it's somebody else's life or whether it's your own life. People seem to think that when it comes to their own life, therefore they'll be machmir sometimes and they'll try, "I'm not going to do this." It applies very much to one's own life, and one's responsible, as much as one's responsible to prolong the life of somebody else's life, one is responsible for one's own life, and therefore that includes taking any necessary medication, and anything one needs to do, the slightest suffix of pikuach nefesh, as long as, of course, it is a pikuach nefesh, but as long as one is the slightest suffix of pikuach nefesh, one has to do what one can to save one's own life. Rabbi Zev Lef, the Rav of Matityahu, when he when he started his job as a Rav, so he was in America, I forget the name of the place, and the family of a particular person called him up, and they said that they need him to speak to their father. He's insisting, it's coming up to Yom Kippur, the doctor has told him it's dangerous for him to fast, and he's insisting that he's going to fast. Okay, he calls in this young guy, he's called in to speaks to this veteran member there, and this senior member says to him that, "Excuse me, I've been fasting Yom Kippur all of my life, I'm going to continue doing that until my dying day, I'm not going to break Yom Kippur." So Rabbi Lef, you know, what's he meant to do, a young Rav? And this fellow's insisting, and so Rabbi Lef says to him, "Well, this person was obviously a very important member of the community, and he says to him, you can do that, you're entitled to do that, but I won't be able to authorize you an aliyah this Yom Kippur. You will not be able to get an aliyah this Yom Kippur." So he says to him, "Why? What's up?" He says, "Well, this shul gives aliyahs to people who serve God. We don't give people aliyahs to people who serve a different religion." So he says, "What do you mean, me, a different religion? I'm being moisa nefesh to serve, to keep Yom Kippur." So he says, "Well, sorry. The same Torah that says you have to keep Yom Kippur says, v'chai b'hem, and then you have to break Yom Kippur this year. So if you want an aliyah this Yom Kippur, you're going to have to eat." I suppose it wasn't mincha. There we are. So, as much as it applies to somebody else's life, it applies. It's obvious, but the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa thinks it's worth a mention. In Perek Lamed Beis of Sukkot and Dalet, he makes this point. Okay. Now, involved in the Pikuach Nefesh is not just the actual CPR, but there is also things which need to be done to improve his strength. L'chazkoi. The Mishnah Berurah, Gemara in fact, in Yom Daf Pei Gimel, says that machamin lo yichamin, you can heat up water, not just to make him better, bein la'ashkoisei, bein la'avroisei, to improve the person's health is also included in Pikuach Nefesh. The Sharatzion brings this in Sukkotin Yud Aleph. The Sharatzion says that wherever to be Machashin Simen Shin Chav Ches, the Simen that the Machaber deals with Hilchas, Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos is Simen Shochach. It's a Simen you mustn't forget. So, in Sukkotin Yud Aleph there, the Machaber says, the Mishnah Berurah says there that whatever one needs, not just to keep him alive, but just to be mechazik, his strength, is also included in keeping a person alive. And of course, one can be mechalal Shabbos for a person in that situation on that. The Magid Mishnah has a further chiddush, and that is the lashon of the Mishnah of the Mechaber in Siman Sif Dalet is that one can do kol tzarchei chayla, all the necessities of a chayla. One can do. Now, what does that mean? That is based on a Magid Mishnah, where the Magid Mishnah learns that once you're allowed to be Machalal Shabbos for a person, you're allowed to do all of his necessities, everything that is required for him, you're allowed to do. That would include things that are not necessarily things that will save his life, or that will improve his strength, but just his general needs that he needs.
To make him comfortable.
Now, the Bi'alacha has a massive arichas about this. Is this accepted la'alacha? Is it not accepted la'alacha? He brings a list of Rishonim who agree to this Magid Mishnah, and he brings a list of Rishonim who, of course, hold that if you don't hold the Magid Mishnah, it's going to be and argue on the Magid Mishnah. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah's conclusion at the end of that Bi'alacha, long Bi'alacha, is that things to do with an Issa Torah, things where you're going to be being Mechal Shabbos min HaTorah, one should not. One should be machmir. His notion is not that one's not allowed to do it. Mehanochin lahachmir. That means the machaber paskins like this Magid Mishnah. So he says mehanochin lahachmir. It's correct to be machmir. Things which are negated and drabonon. He says one can rely on the Magid Mishnah. There's a simple eitzah in that respect to make something a drabonon, and that is if it's done with a shinui, it's no longer a deraisa, and therefore, if one has to do a tzorchei chayla, one can do it with a shinui. For example, this is something where it could be very relevant. A chayla is in his bed. He's a chayla sheyesh boi sakana. He's a person who is mortally ill. He's in bed, and the bed is in an upright position. And it's uncomfortable for him. He wants to, either for himself, if he's able to do so, or the person who's attending him, wants to adjust the bed. There are no nurses handy, to non-Jewish people handy, to be able to assist in that respect. So a yid has to do it to be able to make the person comfortable. There's no pikuach nefesh involved. That person will continue to live as long as he will live, whether he's going to be slightly sitting up or whether he's not. But it will definitely make him more comfortable and allow him to be able to sleep. So therefore, one can adjust the bed by using a shinui in the pressing of the button in a way that's called a shinui. We have to see what's called a shinui in a minute. Sometimes the person who's in bed needs to call the nurse in the hospital for his personal needs or something like that. Again, he can use the call button with a shinui because he's a chayla sheyesh besakana. Therefore, he can use the call button with a shinui. Now, what is a shinui? So I've written over here, a shinui is an action which is done in an irregular way. For example, with one's wrist, back of your hand, your knuckle, to do something in an irregular way that will achieve, that's not the normal way that the melacha would be done. Now, to do something with your left hand instead of your right hand, that's not a shinui. Why? Because that doesn't produce, or it's not doing the melacha in any significant different way. To write, if one has to sign, then to write with one's left hand, seeing as that does do something in a very different way, that, Chazal say, is called a shinui. But for other malachas, so each malacha depends on the malacha, on the thing, on the situation.
Pull the handle of the cord with your finger rather than...
So again, I think that I don't know whether that would necessarily be called a shinui. If you do it with the back of your hand, something in a way that's, you know, in a difficult way, that which is not the normal way at all to do it, that would be constituting a shinui. If instead of using your index finger, you use a little finger to press the button, l'chaira, that wouldn't be called a shinui. Okay, so that brings us to the end of chayla sheyesh b'sakana. Again, very important to realize that, and we've written this at the beginning over here, the first page, of course, a person is aware of his situation before Shabbos and has a particularly specific situation. This book, this leaflet is not designed for that. Then they should call their Rav up, discuss it with their Rav, because each situation is personal to their particular situation. This is if somebody's stuck, he's in hospital, or he's on the way to hospital, Hatzalah carry these, he needs to know what to do. This will help him at least to get by Shabbos, to be able to know generally what he's meant to do. Okay, let's move on to the second category, the Chodesh She'ein Bo Sakana, which most situations are going to be like that. And that is like this. What is a Chodesh She'ein Bo Sakana? Somebody who's in bed, who's ill in bed. We'll come to that in a second. Somebody who's ill in bed, that he's so ill that he's bedridden, that is the definition in a general term of a Chodesh She'ein Bo Sakana. But that includes also people who would be bedridden because, let's say, they have a migraine or something like that that's so strong that would cause them to go to bed. That's also called a chole kol gufay. In other words, the Mechaber says something which is causes a person to be nechlash kol gufay as a result of what he has. Rabbi Vidal has mentioned a sakonas eiver. Sakonas eiver is also included in this category. There is a slight difference, but for the purposes of what we're learning, there's not going to be any difference for what we're learning. There is sakonas eiver. It's also included in this category. And the definition of sakonas eiver is the Shemir Shabbos. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says is that you will not have the function of this limb afterwards, if you don't deal with this situation as it should be, that can be classified as a sakonas eiver, a muscle torn or something like that, something which would mean which wouldn't repair itself, something which would cause a person not to have the function of the limb, and that would also be called that. So, but Dr. Adler told me. If there is a sakonas eiver, generally speaking, we haven't brought this, I have not mentioned this in here, because generally speaking, you don't know what's going on when there's sakonas eiver, and therefore it's very possible, unless you really know, but generally possible there is pikuach nefesh, there could be internal bleeding, there could be situations where, generally speaking, if you don't know, it could very possibly be sakurach nefesh. And therefore what we've written here is that in the case of a broken limb which has already been treated, then a person could be called a sakana saver, a chole she'ein bo sakana. A person, generally speaking, if a person is confined to hospital, he is a chole she'ein bo sakana. I think that's the rule of thumb. A person doesn't stay in hospital unless he is bedridden, and therefore, generally speaking, if you're in hospital, you fit under a person who is in hospital. It fits under this category. Not only is a person who is ill under this category, but somebody who, if he wouldn't take medication or do something, would find himself in this category. The lashon of Chazal is lo yishchala. Not that he shouldn't be ill, that he is ill, that he is already ill, ela shelo yechle, in order to prevent himself. For example, a person is in Shabbos morning, he feels whatever, he feels something, he's overcome with that. He knows that if he doesn't take a tablet now or something like that, then he will become a chole she'ein bo sakana. Whatever. So then, he's perfectly okay, it could come under sakonas nefashos also, depending.
And tablets you regularly take, the module for that?
Tablets you regularly take are a course, which when we're going to get to level 3, Mitzvah Hashem, we will see that even a healthy person who's on a regular course of tablets, we're talking about somebody who's a chodesh she'ein bo sakana, a person who's not been taking any tablets for this particular situation or whatever it is, but because he's a chodesh she'ein bo sakana, therefore these halachas change. Now, what are the general halachas of a chodesh she'ein bo sakana? Again, that's not something that's going to happen just on Shabbos. It's not going to develop just on Shabbos. And therefore, a Rav should be asked, for the situation. Let's just give a general guideline of the halachas over here. There are two categories that have to be discussed when it comes to chaylish ein besakana. There is medication, and there is hilchas Shabbos, general hilchas Shabbos. General hilchas Shabbos is as follows. Chazal, of course, one has to keep Shabbos. It's a chaylish ein besakana, so therefore, of course, Shabbos has to be kept. But the Mechaber brings a number of different opinions in Siman Shin Chof Ches Sif Yud Zayin as to what one can do in that situation. And the final consensus, let's say like this, of the Mechaber, Dea Shlishis, which he says is the accepted halacha, is that one can do a drabonon with a shinoi, and one is allowed to do Amira La'akum. That means that a drabonon, any melacha, anything which is a drabonon, may be done with a shinoi. And one can ask a goy directly to do bimachal Shabbos for you, to do anything you need for this situation. So let's just take one thing at a time. What's called a drabonon? Now, the Mishnah Berurah's opinion is that drabonon is a drabonon. And therefore, a drabonon b'shinui means you have something which is a din drabonon, and that can be done by the person, by the chayla himself, with the shinui. The Shulchan Acharav's opinion, which the Mishnah Berurah does not agree to, but I suppose in case of necessity, one can there is what to rely on, and that is every deiraisa done with the shinui becomes a drabonon. And therefore, he learns that if you do it with a shinui, a deiraisa even with a shinui, it's mutar for a chayla she'im b'sakana to do. The Mishnah Berurah does not agree to this. And the Mishnah Berurah says clearly, he had the Shulchan Acharav, and he says clearly, it has to be a drabonon in order to be allowed to do that. If using the call button will not spark a... nowadays, that doesn't do that. The lights are no longer incandescent bulbs. So if it wouldn't be making a gachele shel matches, so all they would be doing is circuits, it's arguable that that's a drabonon. And therefore, to use the call button with a shinui would be arguably okay. We've written here this. We consulted with Gateshead Rav Zimmerman, and he was of this opinion. And therefore, we wrote over here: if a patient needs to call the nurse, he may use the call button with a shinui. Now, a patient has other needs besides with the things which are necessary for their medical condition and well-being. If you remember when we spoke about chile sheyesh b'sakana, we split this up into three levels in the chile sheyesh b'sakana. Things which are to keep him alive, things which are necessary to strengthen him. Those two things were the first two categories, which the Gemara says, without a doubt, the one's allowed to do. And then there's the third category in the chile sheyesh b'sakana, the general needs, which we brought the Magid Mishnah, of the general needs of a chile sheyesh b'sakana. And we said there was a machlekes about that, and the conclusion was, deraisas, one should be correct to be machme, drabonans, one can do. When it comes to chile sheyesh b'sakana, there is no such heter on that respect. The only things which are necessary for the chile, for his well-being and for his medical condition. So, for example, a person is bedridden in bed. He would like to read in bed. That's not a heter to ask a guy to switch on the light for him, because that doesn't come under this category.
Even they might make him more comfortable.
For comfort, that doesn't come under the chayla she'im b'sakana heter. Well-being, yes. Medical condition, yes. But just comfort, that's not included here, and therefore he may not. If he can't sleep, that would definitely qualify for well-being, and therefore, of course, he can ask a nurse. He can't obviously do it himself, but he can ask a nurse to be machal Shabbos for him, because amira la'akum is permitted for a chile she'im b'sakana. One is allowed to directly ask a non-Jew to do a malacha for him on Shabbos.
So you want to read this pamphlet?
I don't know whether you could qualify that for well-being or...
If the lack of comfort causes...
Wait till it gets light, yeah.
If the lack of comfort comes
worse.
Yeah, of course. Again, the person has to decide himself when he feels that this can affect his well-being. Then, of course. Now, as I said, there's Hilchas Shabbos for Chayil Hashem HaSakana, and there's Refuah B'Shabbos. Refuah B'Shabbos is a big sugya, and one's not allowed to do Refuah B'Shabbos. But when it comes to Chayil Hashem HaSakana, those halachas don't apply. Oral medication can be used, can be taken normally. Creams, etc., those already can become more problematic because they may involve the derisus of mamareach, and so that's what we've written over here. Oral medication can be taken normally without any issues. Of course, meals, again, seeing as one can ask a goy to do whatever one needs to do on Shabbos, so if the hospital, which is of course goyim, heat up meals for you on Shabbos, there's no problem to partake in those meals because that's a melacha done by a goy for a Yisrael, so therefore if they heat it up, it's mutter for a chole she'im
b'sakon.
He can ask for it to be heated up, there's no problem at all. I've written that over here, the meals, we'll come to that, that's what we're coming to now. There's no problem, we've written over here, the partaking of the meals, even if they are specially heated for the ill person, and one may even explicitly request a meal. One may even explicitly request that a meal be provided. Okay, let's move on to the most problematic one, and that is when a person is healthy and he's in hospital. Now, yes, for Stim, and they have to keep Shabbos. So now you have to know all the situations, and this can become quite. You have to know the halachas here. What's a bari? A bari includes as a person with a minor injury, a person who's in hospital because of a false alarm. The impetus for this was somebody went to hospital, they thought they had a stroke. They arrived in the hospital, all checked up. It was a very severe headache, which then abated. Now, if the situation was such a severe headache that they were migraine, bedridden, of course, it would be Chodesh Imbasakon. But once their headache lets off, and now they're a bori, Miksas Chayli, which also calls you a bori. A person who's been discharged from hospital, waiting to be discharged, or a carer or person who's come to hospital to visit somebody. All of these people. So, of course, all the halachas of Shabbos apply. And, of course, no medical action or medication can be taken because Refuah B'Shabbos applies. Unless, of course, there's it's a course, he's taking a course of treatment, in which case there's a heter for a course of treatment, or a person feels that if he doesn't take this medication, he's going to become bedridden, which you mentioned just before, or it's for a child. A child has a heter in Simen Reisha involved Sif Aleph, it's Mavor there, there's a heter for Chole Sheh. The needs of a child are called a Chole Sheim by Sakana. Now, the consideration which becomes the major consideration is, of course, meals. Person's in hospital, what's the halacha? So, if the meal was heated for a chayla, then there's no reason why the person who is there and may partake of that meal, you haven't asked him, there's no shema yarbe, they've done it for you, for him, you can take it.
So the carer can have
that meal. If the meal was heated specially for a bari, that is a problem. Because that's chazara, all the halachas of Shia and chazara b'Shabbos, where a goy does it, what's the halacha? So first of all, it's not considered the Hermelis meals. I spoke to Hermelis, that their meals are fully cooked. So you're not actually, when they're heating them up in the hospital, they're not doing the melacha of bishul. What they are doing is the Issa Drabbanan of Shia Chazara, they're doing the din of Chazara. Chazara means taking something which is fully cooked and putting it back on the fire. What's the halacha of Chazara, which is done by a guy for a Yisrael, is if there is a major need for Shabbos, so then that would come under a category called Shvus de Shvus Litzarech Shabbos. And the Sharit Shuvah brings in the name of the Marit that if it's a dry thing that hasn't got any soup in it, so there is no shaila bishalach bishal, because if this is If it's a bit of something liquid and it's cooled down, so then there could be a shayla of bishul. If it's a dry thing, he says one can be makel letzerech Shabbos. And therefore, what we've written over here is that if the bari has no other food, so then that's called a tzerech Shabbos because he hasn't got any food. So then he can ask for solid food that has been heated, but he can't take the soup.
To be asked for it to be heated,
no. You can't ask for it to be heated because he's asking the guy to do a malacha for him. But if it has been heated and it's brought there, then he can partake of the dry meal. He can't partake of the liquid meal. That brings us to the end of the three categories. Then, once we have those three categories, there's another two pages here of various halachas which are, a person has in a hospital. There isn't time to deal with that. Just to give you the headings of what's covered over here, the hashayas of kiddush and havdalah in a hospital.
In terms of eating the food, if they come and ask him, "Are you eating?" is he allowed to answer yes?
Are you eating? So he hasn't actually told them that to eat up.
That means obviously
then they eat up and he's got another food.
Most hospitals senses. Now have a visitor's room.
So there'll be food there. Yes. So then you wouldn't be allowed to. Then there's the shayla of senses that we've that is discussed here. That's of course become very, very relevant in hospitals now that everything is pretty much electric and that's over here. Then there's general halachas of amir la'akum, which is what to do when you need the door to be opened and you can't open the door. So you ask a guy, can you switch on the light? You can't do that. That's amir la'akum. Can you open the door? That's amir la'akum. You're not allowed to do that. But what you can do is say to the guy, give him a hilchas Shabbos shir, and say to him, you know, because if you say to the guy, sorry, the door's closed, so unless he knows, he's going to say to you, so what? And then this will go round and round. Eventually he feels intimidated, and then, so he'll either walk away. So you're allowed to tell him, the Jewish laws of Shabbat do not allow us to open the door. There is nothing wrong if a non-Jew opens the door. And you say to him, the door is closed. If he then says, does that mean you want me to open the door? You can't say yes, because yes is a reply that's called tzivoy. But if you just repeat that all over again, hopefully he'll get there.
Yes, that would be a good idea.
It would be a good idea, yes. Actually, or the Gates and Rav said, you're not allowed to say yes, but you could say, I may not ask you, but it would be helpful if the door was open. So you haven't actually said to him, if you open the door, but if the door was open, there would be help. Okay? And signing out, of course, discussed here. Please take this. Any further, if you're listening here and you're not here, but any further copies of this can be obtained from Maxi Grosnas. Thank you very much.